I was glad that he put a woman on the record, because for me, he humanized the process of thinking about abortion. He humanized the woman. He humanized the baby. All of that stuff he made very human, as well as himself. Whereas when you think about like abortion, it's like, oh, I made a mistake. Something happened. Let me fix it. And he really expanded that beyond sort of liberal or conservative tones to really open that up and say, this is way deeper than we're going to be able to categorize. And for me, Lauren's presence helped me to remember that a woman's involved in this process too. That it's not just man climbs on top of woman, things happen, man makes a decision, woman obeys, case closed, next scenario, you know, but that a woman's involved in this too. And her longing in the hook of why didn't you say the riff off of the Stevie Wonder record, that was just powerful to me. What if it was the other way around? What if Lauren did all the verses and Common like did a hook? Mm-hmm. What would that song sound like? I don't even know if hip hop would have been ready to hear that. Would they still be now? Could Nicki Minaj do a song about a possible abortion right now? Could Lady Gaga, could anybody, you know, could it happen? I think people would have said, that's weak of a woman to even think about. For a man, it's complex, it's evolved human emotions, you know, all this stuff that we praise about Common, but when a woman might be having these same thoughts, it's like, oh, you're weak. Don't you understand that you have a life inside of you? And try not to be too political here, but I think that's garbage. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, the ways in which that double standard operates itself with men and women. And for me, I picked Retrospect for Life because it's not political to me. To me, the song is about real life. She said, nigga, you got the nerve to come up to me talking about abortion. This my body, nigga, so don't think you finna force shit. See, I knew that this is how you act. So typical. Said you love me, oh, but now you flipping like reciprocals. It figures though, I should have known that you was just another nigga. No different from them other niggas who be claiming that they love you just to get up in them drawers. Knowing all the right things to say, I let you hit it raw, motherfucker. Now I'm pregnant, you don't wanna get involved, motherfucker. Trying to take away your life, is you God, motherfucker? I don't think so. This a new life up in my stomach, regardless if I'm your wife. This new life here, yeah, I'm a lover, I ain't budging. I just do this by my motherfucking self. See, my mama raised me without no motherfucking help from a man. These kind of moments become like testimonies in church language, that sometimes testimony is even more powerful than the sermon. Sometimes somebody can get up there and say a testimony and you can just say, that's it, we're done here. Like, just think about what just happened right there. Think about the lessons that they've learned. You don't need a scripture or anything. You've heard the word of God. And I feel like in this song, without saying any sort of Christian biblical ideas around abortion, you hear the word of God. You hear somebody being transformed in a song. And then you're transformed in listening to the song. And so that's magical to me. That to me is the whole point of this music experiment with the human race. This whole music project is about how we allow ourselves to be transformed in hearing, but also at a deeper level, how artists allow themselves to be transformed in this public space where everybody can hear you and everybody can kind of respond to you afterwards.